Blog Talk Radio.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say, Amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
church
say,
amen, amen.
All we need is the church say? Let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say it. When your dream's about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does,
around me. come on, be a prisoner. Say, cause I need protection, a protection, a protection, along the protection, a protection, a protection.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today, and that you're listening either at your desk, in your car, or at home. But we thank God that you are able to come on today. We have a very exciting topic today that we're going to talk about. But before we start, let me pray. I magnify you, O Lord. I exalt your name, for you are great and highly to be praised. Lord, I praise you for the glorious splendor of your majesty and the power of your awesome, inspiring art, dear Heavenly Father. Your power is unlimited, dear Heavenly Father, absolute beyond imagined, dear Heavenly Father. You are able to do immeasurably more than I can ask or even dream or think of, Lord. I thank you. There is nothing too hard for you. Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praise, and working wondrous miracle. We thank you today. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for each and every person that will touch the line to hear the Father this day, that will listen to this broadcast. We give them praise. I send a shout out to my family members over in Kenya today. Hope you are able to come on and listen today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, today we are talking about fulfilling a promise. And I'll be coming from Hebrews 11 chapter in the 17th verse. And here we are talking about by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Just think about it today. Are you willing to offer up your only begotten son that God have given to you? Think about that for just a moment or two. And you'll know from the answer that you give if you're willing to do that. And as I studied that and had read over the word of God on this, fulfilling a promise, how many times have you told God something, this and that, but you didn't fulfill your promise to him? When you think about that, you know, thinking about Abraham offering up his son, and then the son asked him, where is the sacrifice? You know, I mean, that is food for thought to think about today. How many fathers are offering up their lives for their son, their children? You know, Abraham fully trusted God's promise that Isaac would live to fulfill God's promise. We're not going nowhere until God fulfilled the promise. If God have given you a promise, you may not see it right now. You may not even understand it right now fully. Just keep getting up saying good morning and thank you, Jesus. It shall come to pass. You know, Abraham believed the return of Isaac to life. He had no doubt when he went up to the mountain that he was going to come back down with his son. But he was willing to offer up his son. He showed God, whatever it takes to follow you, I'm going to do it. You know, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac, was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though offsprings would be recognized, Abraham reasoned that God did receive Isaac back from them. You know, and I'll read that in Hebrews 11, and I'll read verse 18 and 19, and the word of God said, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, according and counted that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. You know, Abraham wasn't worried because he fully trusted God. He said to his servant, go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back. Prepare the sacrifice. Abraham was confident that both, that he was going to have a sacrifice. But he was assured he knew where his faith lied in Jesus. You know, God kept his promise. And Isaac did live to produce air, solution, a ram caught in the thicket. Here, when he said, when he raised the knife, he said, Abraham, there's a sacrifice in the thicket. But he had to be tested. How many times are we tested and we fail? When God put us through a test and we pass it, we come out with a testimony. You know, God keeps his promise to us, but do we keep our promise to God? When God has a plan, he will fulfill it. What is God calling for you to do today? What is your promise today? Do you know? What's your reputation today? Do you know? Or your net worth today? Is it a relationship or something that distracts us from him? What's hindering you from fulfilling the promise that God have given to you? God have told you what he wants you to do, where he wanted you to go. You got to sacrifice. He already know when he gave you the commission or told you what you needed to do, what you need to do. You keep holding on to a bad relationship. You're holding on to friends that don't mean you any good. You're holding on to all this material stuff. You see how this tornado come through and destroyed the city of Mo, Oklahoma? Just think about it. What was the reason? Have you ever thought about that, that happened? Fulfill a promise. God fulfilled the promise for that city. If something was going on in that city, should not have been. That's the same way about the word of God. When God has a plan for you, you have to stick with the plan that God has given you. You can't deviate from the plan that God has already set out for you. You're going to try this, you're going to run it, just like with Jonah. I'm going to bring up different little scenarios in this fulfilling plan. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt what God has for you. And you got to be on one accord to do what God has called you to do. Would you hold, please? Praise God, praise God. You know, when God has a plan, he will fulfill it. But do you fulfill the plan that he has for you? You know, you think about that. You let everything come in, all kind of distraction, stop you from doing what God has called you to do. And you know, and today, we're talking about fulfilling a plan and a promise. You know, when we read and go back over the God's covenant with Abraham, it was about 85, he was about 85 years old. Abraham wasn't a young man anymore. He wanted a family. And God promised that to him, not just the family, but a host of descendants that would one day number as the stars of the heavens. You know, this was 10 years after God initiated promise to him to make him a great nation. Now, you see, it says it was 10 years. When God give us a promise, we think we're going to wake up the next morning and they're going to be materialized. No, sometimes you're going to go through some trials and tribulations before you get to that promise that he done promised. He got to see whether you're worthy of that promise he done give you. That thing that he have told you, he called you. I know some things he've told me. I'm steadily working until they come to pass. I haven't given up. I haven't got off course. I'm still moving ahead. It might not be fast as I want to go, but I'm going at the pace he had me at this time because I want to reach the destination. I want to be able to come to fulfilling the promise that he have given me. So that means I got to stay diligent, just like you. You know, God still hadn't given Abraham even one child at that time. And Abram wasn't getting any younger. As a human, Abraham had cause for concern because he was past the age of having children. I know if you picked up your paper or seen on your computer or your TV many times that this family just had their first child. And you said, well, what took them so long? Or the doctors told them they couldn't have children. They way up in age 60 and 70 years old, just having a child. That's a promised child from God. You know, and Abe had, you know, cause for concern because he was past the age of having children. Yet, he trusted that God would fulfill his promise. We can put our trust, you all that's listening, in God, when we can't put it in nobody else, God would never fail us. Family would let us down. Friends would let us down. Children would let us down. Husbands would let us down. Co-workers would let us down. Those that, or maybe a husband, listen, wives will let you down. But God never let you down. He always fulfill a promise that he have told to you. It may not be at the time that you thought it should have been, but he always fulfill a promise that he have given to you. You know, God began fulfilling that promise with the conception and birth of Isaac. God kept his promise against all odds in the face of seeming impossibility. I know your situation today, you're wondering, now how is this going to occur? Or I have X amount of money to pay this bill, or I don't have this to get to that. But God, you say in your word that thus and so. I'm leaning and depending on you. For my, it may be down to the last minute, the second, the hour of what you needed. And all of a sudden, whew, it comes in like a mighty rushing wind. And you say, your faith is being tested. Are you holding fast to what God have told you? A lot of you all been called in the ministry. When he called you, he has to prepare you. He didn't call you today and tomorrow. You already got a church and a whole congregation. Nope, don't work like that. You, I, and everybody else have a lot we have to learn before we get to the promised land, to the fulfilling of the promise. We're going to have some things we're going to go to. We're going to be talked about. We're going to be ridiculed. We're going to be slaughtered, daggers thrown at us. We're going to have the kitchen sink and everything. Though, when God have called you to a ministry or called you to do something, he's going to fulfill his promise. And that's what he did with Abram. He fulfilled the promise that he promised to him and his wife, that they would have a child. I'm pretty sure his wife was saying, me, I'm going to have a child at this age? You must be tripping. I'm just paraphrasing. I know God has said, but I'm just, for those listening, we're a lot of theologians. Let's listen right now. I'm just paraphrasing it. A lot of you all say, oh, I'm too old for that. I'm fixing to start working again, or I'm fixing to start doing it. Listen, that's what you're saying. You're not having no faith, no belief in what God says. The promise he has for you may not be in your city. He may take you halfway around the world for the promise that he has for you, where it's going to be materialized. But he has to start working on you now to prepare you for the fulfilling of that promise. Because you all know, if anybody would step up right now, you're not prepared to give up your son, nor your daughter, nor your grandchildren to save somebody else. You have to be sold out completely to God to be able to say yes to that. So when you think about how God worked it in Abram's life and his wife, how he raised him up, people say, man, you crazy. Ain't nobody finna give you no child at that age. Now, you must be hearing the wrong voice. No, he was hearing the voice of God. And people are quick to say that you didn't hear God. You don't know what God said. Well, they got to realize they was not there when God was speaking to you. They waiting to see the manifestation. If they don't never see the manifestation of what God told you, then they'll say, well, you was hearing the wrong voice. You didn't hear God because you'd have seen some signs, some wonders, some manifestation. You'd have seen something. Now, he'd have been and told you something else or did something by now. But we got to wait on God. We're the ones in a hurry. He's not in a hurry. We got to wait on him. And while we're waiting, we're going to continue on giving him the praise and the honor and the glory. You know, although we may not be physically up to different things, we feel, well, we're too old for this. Don't you know he started working with a lot of us in our middle age, our older age, where we have learned some sense, we have learned some wisdom, some knowledge. We able to go on in Jesus' name and do what he say do. If he'd have called a lot of us to do some of the tasks when we were 16, 17, and 18, 19 years old, we couldn't have handled it because we either would have got the big head, got proud, or somebody would have cut your blessing off. You listen to somebody else and not listening to the Holy Spirit. And you know, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man, or speak anything. Does he promise and not fulfill? He's going to keep his promise, but can you keep your promise to him? That is the question. You know, God has given us many promises in his word that are just as sure as his promise to Abraham. You know, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You'll find that in Romans 10th chapter in the 13th verse. I will never leave thee. That's what he's telling you. He won't leave you, nor forsake you. You'll find that in Hebrews 13 and 5. He that's faithful unto death, I will give thee a crown of life. You'll find that in Revelation 2 and 10. What you need to do is search the scriptures, and you will find many more promises like these for yourself. They are throughout the Bible. They have where you can go to the Bible bookstore and get 100 promises of God, 200 promises of God. You know, you'll read in the Word of God the promises that God have given to you that you're not taking advantage of. And then you're wondering why you're behind, you left behind, you're not understanding, because you're not applying yourself to the promises that he has for each and every one of us that's listening to this broadcast today. Because he is a good God. He's a miracle-working God. He's a faithful God. And he's sure of what he said. If he said it, he's going to do it. He's going to perform it. Just wait on him. You know, a lot of time we take with impatience. We don't want to wait on things now. Everything is microwave. Microwave reading the Bible. Microwave doing this. Microwave doing that. You know, we got to tarry in the vineyard for some things sometime. We just can't just jump up and pull it down from the sky. It ain't coming down that quick. Fulfilling a promise. You know, just continue on searching the scriptures. And you will find more promises. Because as I was going through this, it was a lot of promises God have given to his people. But are they applying it to their lives? No. Are they dying before time where they don't even get the promise because they were disobedient? You know, I'm just giving you some food for thought today, fulfilling a promise. He fulfilled that promise for Abraham. So today, how many of you can fulfill the promises God have given to you? Just think about that for a few minutes. Have you really been honest with yourself, doing what God has called you to do? Or have you just been, all right, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's sure it's going to happen. But what are you doing in the meantime until it happens? Well, at this time, I'm going to take a break and let a song play, and I'll be right back.
Take me to the King. Don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray. But where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight. no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Please take me to
know, when you're talking about fulfilling a promise, you know, the sacred promise, though in themselves more surely and precious, are of no avail for the comfort and substance of the soul. Unless you grasp them by faith, plead them in prayer, expect them by hope, and receive them with gratitude. Talking about promises today, fulfilling a promise. We have to wait on the promises for God. We know the promise is going to be sure. The promises of life. You know, when you just think about promises of my Father. And as I was going through the Word of God, reading about the different promises, I had this one in Luke 24 and 49, and it says, "And behold, I sent a promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed with power from on high." We're talking about the promise all through scriptures, you'll find about promises and reading them, regurgitating them up, down and back up again. You know, you just can't but wonder, you know, wait a minute. What's going on? I need to know. So, hearing the word of God and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. Here we're still talking about the promises, fulfilling a promise. Today, we each and every one of us need to be fulfilling the promise that's on our life today. Stop running around trying to grab somebody else's ministry or somebody else's anointing or whatever it is. When you start staying in your own lane and being obedient to God, you'll be surprised all the promises that God has for you as an individual, that he will open up the windows of heaven for you and pour you out many, many, many blessings that you will not even have room enough to receive them. So as I thought about that on Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac, he was the promised seed. Look how Isaac came up with all he was in, God had given him charge over and everything for his parent being obedient to the promise. Not looking to the left, not looking to the right, but looking straight to God for the answer. And that's what we have to do today. To fulfill our promise, we can't go by what everybody else is saying. We got to go what the Holy Ghost is telling us. Make sure it's the Holy Ghost that's telling you that way you won't go wrong. But when we start making decisions on our own without consulting the Holy Ghost, as soon as the least little thing happens, we want to start pointing fingers. No. Don't work that way. We got to know that we know why a certain thing is going on in our life. Why is it happening to me? You're not the only one, true enough. But there's something in there that you have to get up out of that situation that you're in. It has to open your eyes so you can see fulfilling a promise. We all want to fulfill our promises to God. You might have made a vow, and you haven't kept your vow. You didn't fulfill your promise. You told somebody you would do something for them. You didn't do it. You didn't fulfill your promise. And then you didn't call and tell them that you wouldn't be able to do it. So you still didn't fulfill your promise. So today, that's what we are talking about, fulfilling a promise. And I just use Abraham and Isaac as a prime example. It's other people in the Bible that I could use to fulfill the promise. But we got to know that we know that God has given us many promises in his word. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. My. You got to learn how to call on him, you all. Let him know. God, I hear you. I understand what you're saying. Forgive me. I was disobedient. I didn't do what you told me to do when you told me to do it. Please forgive me, Lord. Go to the Lord sorrowful so you can get back in God's grace, right? Because you want every prophecy, every promise to be fulfilled in your life that you was given through the Holy Ghost. You don't want to leave here before time and you ain't fulfilled none of the assignments that you was given. You still lagging back. You still in square one. It's time you should be then graduated just like with kindergarten. Children this year being promoted from kindergarten, Head Start, whatever the new name is for it, to first grade. First grade, you'll get promoted to the second grade. But if you don't do the things that's required while you're in the first grade to be promoted to the second grade, fulfilling the promise, you're going to be stuck right there in a rut. So we have to learn how to fulfill the promises God has given to us. each and every day of our life. And I'm finding out just myself. I know what he promised me. I'm living in expectation, but I'm working every day toward the things that he has promised overseer here. I'm not worried about what somebody else think or what they don't know. I'm going by what God know. Because when God called you, he put in you, inside of you, what nobody else could. He give you things on the inside of you that nobody else could speak life to but him. So when you're thinking about fulfilling promises, just think about how many promises that you could have had that you overlooked, you turned around from it, and you just decide you didn't want them. But fulfilling the promise, you have to do what the Lord say do, when he say do it, how he say do it. You know, we like to deviate. When something is told us to do it, would you do it this way? But we're going to come back and say, I found a more excellent way to do it this way. But God had a purpose for telling us that. Just like he sent the man down to wash in the river Jordan and told him. But when he looked at that water, he didn't want to get in that nasty, muddy water. He wasn't fulfilling the promise. But it took someone else to come and say, man, if you paraphrasing, if you want to be here, you better go down there and dip 7 times, like he said. Don't worry about how muddy it is. Don't do what God said do. And that's where a lot of us get off track. We go to listen to what this one say, that one say, this one say. And the main person that gave you what he wants you to do, you just overlooked him totally. You left the Holy Spirit completely over. Holy Spirit told you where to go, when to be there, what you're going to find, what you're going to see. But you let 2 or 3 people come along and distract you, get your focus on your promise. And I know nobody don't want to miss their promise that God has for each and every one of them. So today we were just talking about a little bit on fulfilling a promise from God. And they was up in age, Abraham and Sarah. But look, they were still in age. And look how God still blessed them. And we know for her to go through birth had to be supernatural. Because a woman 85 or 80 and 90 right now trying to have a child, you say that's not possible. But when you think about when the supernatural kicked in with this fulfilling a promise, and this baby, he had already told him what this child was going to do when he got older. He fulfilled that promise. And that's where God is in our life today. He will fulfill the promises that he give to us. We just have to go on and be about God's business, not ours. Put our agenda aside, because our agenda ain't bringing us nothing, and it's not helping us none. But when we do what God say do, all the blessings start coming when we start fulfilling the promises of God. Because God is so good. When I just think about what God is doing for each and every one of us every day, how he's fulfilling his promise by waking us up in the morning, starting out us on our way. Health and strength, food in our cabinets, a job, a car, material stuff. But how he is fulfilling his promise. Lord, I need a house. Okay, what you going to do for the Lord? Lord, I need a car. I need a job. I need more money. I need this. But God is fulfilling. When you go to God, he's not a Santa Claus. But when you go to God and you ask him for something, he's fulfilling his promise to you. But are you fulfilling the promise he asks you to do? Just check yourself today before you wreck yourself. Just think about that. Because God is a good God. And he's going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. No matter if you stay with the program or not, he's going to fulfill his assignment. It's up to us to fulfill our assignment to do what God say do. And so today, it was not a long, drawn-out message today. It was just fulfilling the promise and just going through the scriptures, seeing how good God is to each and every one of us, how he's opening up doors for each and every one of us. How we couldn't open those doors without him. How he's sending miracles after miracles, promises after promises to each and every one of us that may listen to this broadcast, whatever time. God is faithful. He is so faithful. And so today, that was my topic, fulfilling the promise and thinking about Abraham and Sarah and Isaac, how God fulfilled that promise for Abraham and Sarah. Can you say that today about yourself? Have you been waiting a long time and you think the promise that God gave you had not occurred yet? Might be something that you're doing wrong that you need to do better at or get corrected. You know, it's best to always check ourselves first. Don't go checking nobody else. Let's check ourselves first and see, am I worthy of this? God gave me this responsibility. Can I stand? Yes, I can stand. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I ain't fixing to let nothing negative come in. You got to start talking to yourself, knowing that the promises have given you will be fulfilled before you leave here. It may not come when you, like I said earlier, it may not come when you want it, but it's going to be right on time. So we give God praise for that today, for him being just that kind of God in our life today. And I think I'll play one more song before it's time for us to get out of here for today. Let's see what this one is. Hallelujah. Well, we thought it was going to play, but it had a mind of its own today. But we give God praise today for what has occurred. We give him the glory. Oh, gracious Father, we come today just to say thank you. Thank you for fulfilling a promise to each and every one of us, to him, the Father, that may be on the line today, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we are trusting in you. We are obeying your commandment, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise today, dear Heavenly Father, for being just that kind of God, dear Heavenly Father, for fulfilling the promise that you have given to us, just like you fulfilled the promise with Abraham and Isaac. God, you are fulfilling every promise that you have for us, dear Heavenly Father. And God, we say thank you today. We are not going to let our things be laid dormant in us. We're going to step up to the plate and let the promises that you have given to us work in our life. We thank you, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do for each and every one of us that come to the line today, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the people that come on today. I thank you for Prophetess Vinum this morning logging in and typing. I thank you so much. Thank you for visiting Joy and Peace today. Greetings in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. I thank another prophetess that came on. She called in by phone. You know, when we just think about fulfilling the promise that God has given us, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because God is so awesome. When you just take the story and read it of Isaac, Sarah, Abraham, and how God, it may have been to us now in our time, that's a mighty long time to have a child. But when God said it, you can put your money on it and anything else you got. Because when God speak a thing and decree and declare a promise in your life, he fulfilled that promise. He don't give up on it. We may give up on God, but God never gives up on us. He fulfills that promise. And I thank him today. I thank him. I thank him. Because I know if somebody else listening in today know when God has promised you something, he's going to give it to you in his time. But while you're going through your tests, while you're going through your struggles, get into prepare to go to the promised land. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Keep pressing in. Keep going in. Keep doing what God is calling you to do, because there is a crown, a reward for you if you don't give up. Don't give up. A lot of people want to give in too quick. The blessing is right at your door. All you got to do is open that door up, and there that blessing stand right there. Lay it out for you. But so many people don't want to wait for the fulfilling of the promise that God have told them. No, you might need a church. You may not have a church now. Don't give up. That don't mean you can't start at home. That don't mean you can't start at a hotel. Everything takes time. He didn't build the world in one day. He could have did everything. Spoke light in existence, darkness in existence. But what he did it in 6 days, and the seventh day he rest. Just like God that have all power to fulfill the promise that he did, likewise, he give us the power. He gave us the authority, and he for sure gave us a dominion. Start taking hold to that power that God have given you. Start taking hold of that dominion and that authority. Stop letting stuff lay dormant in you and let people just walk over you. Do what God have called you to do. Let him fulfill the promise in your life today. He want to raise you up to another level, two or three levels. You don't want to stay in a kindergarten stage. You want to be in a master stage. You want to be in a level where he wants you to be. You have grown. That means you've matured. That means you've come into a lot of fulfilling quite a few promises. But he got another promise for you today. Don't give up. Don't look back. Look straight ahead, because God is the author and the finisher of your faith. Just keep trusting in God. No, you may not see it this morning at 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock. But keep working in the vineyard. And for you know it, that promise God had told you, whether it was that you was going to get married. But ain't nobody saying nothing to me. Ain't nobody coming up. Just keep waiting on God. Just like they wanted a child, he fulfilled that promise. Even at the age of 85, he fulfilled that promise. So no matter what it look like, keep your faith and trust in God. And he surely, surely will bring you out. I want to thank each person that came to the line today. Thank you so much for visiting Joy and Peace. And we'll have another exciting topic for you on next week. And until next week, I want to say God bless you. Have a wonderful and a happy Memorial Day. Be safe. And just keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help. Because your help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. Your promise is right at your door. Don't miss your promise. He will fulfill the promise. But will you fulfill the promise to him? Until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you. And my little slogan and my little saying, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug in each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed week. Bye-bye.